This is Linda Aramita with George K. Baum & Company. We're serving as the investment banker to Houston Baptist University and would like to share with you investor slides that have been prepared. If you turn your attention to the cover of the slides, you will see that the issue is rated BBB minus by Standard & Poor's and is expected to be priced on Wednesday, January 18th. If you turn to page 2, we'd like to go over overview and timing of the transaction. The issuer of the 2017 tax-exempt bonds is Red River Education Finance Corporation of Texas. The borrower is Houston Baptist University. The rating, a first-time rating for Houston Baptist, is BBB minus with a stable outlook. The borrowing size of the transaction has been estimated at $53.2 million. The 2017 tax-exempt bonds will be used to refinance 100% of the university's 2007 variable rate bonds, as well as to refinance part of a private loan. The remainder of the private loan and all of the other existing indebtedness of the university, which is direct indebtedness of the university, will be refinanced by a tax-exempt Prosperity Bank loan. In addition, Prosperity Bank will be reimbursing the university with a taxable loan for the termination payment of an interest rate swap that had been connected to the variable rate bonds of 2007 that are going to be refinanced. Finally, as will be shown in a slide later in the presentation, we will note that the university also guarantees indebtedness associated with a separate corporation that is associated with the university related to a retail enterprise adjacent to the campus. The 2017 bonds and the 2017 bank notes will be on parity. The security for the bank notes and the 2017 bonds will be a revenue pledge as well as a negative pledge on the campus. Rate covenant is at 110. The final maturity of the tax-exempt bonds will be October 1st of 2046. In that final year, the debt service reserve fund will be redeemed as well. Sinking fund principal amortization for the bonds will run from 2043 to 2046. An optional redemption may occur on October 1st of 2026 at par. As previously mentioned, the sale date for the 2017 tax-exempt bonds will be on January 18th, next Wednesday, and the day-to-date and the closing date are expected to be January 26th. Turning to page 3, there are contacts for George K. Baum & Company, two of which are from the underwriting desk, as well as contact information for Sandy Mooney, who is the Vice President for Financial Operations and CFO of the university. We do ask that you arrange with George K. Baum & Company for phone calls with the university CFO so that scheduling may occur in a timely manner. At this point, I would like you to turn your attention to Section 1, which is page 5, and I'm very pleased to turn this discussion over to Sandy Mooney, who is the Vice President for Financial Operations since 2009 at Houston Baptist University. Sandy?
Thank you, Linda, and I want to provide some more information to the potential investors. If you'll turn to slide 6, there is a listing of the undergraduate programs that are offered at Houston Baptist University. Of particular note, I'd like to point out that our nursing program, science programs, and pre-professional programs are very strong and well-regarded at HBU. Particularly because HBU, being located in Houston, is a member of the Texas Medical Center, and our students do clinicals at many of the hospitals nearby, and a great number are ultimately employed at those hospitals. Turning to slide 7, We have a listing of our graduate programs, our MBA program, education programs, and psychology programs are the most popular programs. Our newest program offering is the Doctor of Education in Executive Educational Leadership, which was launched last year. This is the first doctoral level program being offered by HBU. Now, if you'll turn to slide 9, there is information for you in the form of an organizational chart on the administration of the university with additional information provided in the POS. Turning to slide 10, we have information on our Board of Trustees. I'd like to point out that our trustees have a varied background with individuals coming from many different industries. The current chairman of the board is John Gibson. He is a retired executive vice president from Halliburton and has been CEO of several other energy-related companies. Also, Keith Jacobson is the current finance committee chair, and he currently serves as the executive director of multinational corporations with J.P. Morgan Chase. A new member of the board is Dan Wilford, and he is the former CEO of the Memorial Hermann Hospital System, the largest hospital system in the city of Houston. Now, if we'll turn to slide 12, we have information about our enrollment over the past 5 years, and I'm pleased that HBU has experienced stable enrollment with growth in both the undergraduate and graduate student populations. Moving on to slide 13, there's information for you on the past 5 years of application, acceptance, and enrollment rates, along with the average SAT and ACT scores. On slide 14, we've provided information on some of the notable alumni from HBU programs. Particularly, I'd like to point out Bob Beecham, who is president and chief executive officer of BMC Software, and Alwyn Lewis, who is the CEO and president of Potbelly Sandwich Works. They both were in our graduate programs. Moving on to slide 15, Dr. Thomas Wheeler is a doctor and professor and chair with the Baylor College of Medicine, and he came from was a part of our undergraduate science programs. If we proceed on to slide 17, we have some information for you on our fundraising and development success. You'll see here that we've provided information for 10 years. During that period of time, there have been a number of capital campaigns, and we have consistently met the fundraising goals of each campaign. There is more information on fundraising in the POS, including information about the current capital campaign that we have launched. On slide 18, I've provided some information for you on recent grant activity. HBU is designated as a Hispanic-serving institution, and we have been quite successful in qualifying for additional funds that provide needed services to and assist our students in success and persistence. Moving on to the financial information that we've provided, if you'll look at slide 20, we have a list of capital improvements that have been made on the campus. There has been considerable capital investment on the campus, and I'm pleased to share that approximately 30% of these assets have been funded through gifts and not through through debt. The majority of these facilities have either been built or renovated in the last 15 years. Slide 21 provides information that correlates to the audit that's published in the POS about our tuition and fees, room and board information, and revenues from tuition and fees and internal student aid. Moving on to slide 22, there is information about our unrestricted net operating income. I am pleased that HBU has had, on a full accrual basis, consistent unrestricted net operating surpluses for the past 5 years. If we move on to slide 23, there we have a breakdown of net assets as reflected in the audited financial statements, the permanently restricted endowment assets, temporarily restricted, and unrestricted net assets. And then on slide 24, correlating to those net assets are our long-term investments. Our fiscal year end is May 31st, so the 2016 numbers are the endowment numbers as of May 31st, which reflected that the market had been down through that period of time. Since then, the market has recovered, and we have also enjoyed gains in our returns as well. The unrestricted portion reflected on this slide is board designated funds that have been put aside for the permanent long-term benefit of the university. There are details on that provided in the footnotes to the audit report. On slide 25, I'd like to share that our university's endowment spending policy allows spending up to 5% of the value of the endowment, and I'm pleased that the university has exercised the discipline to consistently spend below that allowed rate, thus preserving the growth of the endowment. I want to share some information about the pro forma debt. If we look at slide 27, the outstanding debt is going to be a mix, as Linda mentioned earlier, of public tax-exempt bonds and bank debt, both tax-exempt and taxable, but it will all be at 100% fixed rate. As Linda mentioned earlier, there is a note of our subsidiary, Beechnut Street, Inc. It's designated on this slide as the Pillars Note. That the university guarantees. Beechnut Street, Inc. is a 100% owned subsidiary of the university, owns land and improvements adjacent to the university, and this is debt for building a retail outlet that will serve both the university students and the public. If we move on to slide 28, the black line on the slide reflects our current debt service before this restructuring, noting that there are some balloon payments and not very level debt service. The green bars reflect the level debt service that will be achieved with the bond and the bank debt restructuring that we are undertaking, with the final debt service reserve fund funding that the final payment in 2047.
That concludes our slides that we wished to present to you today. We'd like to remind you that the slides should only be viewed with a thorough reading of the preliminary official statement dated January 9th, 2017. We look forward to your potential participation in the transaction. Bye-bye.